After Yosef reveals himself to his brothers, he of course sends them back to the land of Canaan to bring Yaakov and the rest of the family down to Mitzrayim. And he sends them with a command, a difficult to translate command. Vayomer Alehem al tirgizu badarach. He says to the brothers, on your way back home, do not tirgizu. Now the word tirgizu can mean agitate or tremble. Don't agitate or tremble on the way. What exactly does he mean when Yosef commands the brothers as such? So there are a number of midrashim on this phrase, but both Rashi and the Ramban look for the simple pshat, and they give two distinct different interpretations of what it means, one more looking towards the past and one more looking towards the future. Rashi understands it is a phrase of al tirgizu, do not agitate one with another, Rashi says. He was afraid, doyeg shema yarivu baderach, they're going to fight with each other on the way about the sale of Yosef, that once they leave his presence and it becomes clear everything that had happened over the last 20 years, they were going to say, this was your fault and you should have said this and you said that and remember what happened with this. And they were going to be at each other the whole way back home. And so Yosef's instruction to them was, al tirgizu badarach, do not agitate each other on the way home. This is what was divinely decreed. Leave it alone. Don't blame each other. The Ramban takes a different approach, and he understands al tirgizu from a language of trembling in fear. And he says, don't be afraid of the way. What should they be afraid of? Says the Ramban, Yosef is now sending them with great gifts. Right before this phrase, in which Yosef commands them not to be tirgizu baderach, he sends them with agalot, there many wagons to transport all of their goods from Canaan back down to Mitzrayim. He sends them chalifot smalot with clothing. And then to his father, he sends asarach hamorim, 10 donkeys filled mituv Mitzrayim with all the goodness of Mitzrayim. And eser atonot nos os bar v'lechem umazon, filled with provisions and bread and food. They're going to be a massive caravan in a time of tremendous famine. And here is going to be this family of Jews traveling with great wealth out of Mitzrayim back to Canaan. And then the Ramban says when they leave Canaan, they're going to take everything that they had with them back down to Mitzrayim, kol rechushom, with all of their great wealth and all of their possessions. And they would be afraid, Yosef was afraid that they would be afraid, of the listim, the bandits on the road, and the attention that they're going to attract with all of this great wealth going from Mitzrayim to Canaan and then back down, this band of this one family, that they would be attacked on the way. And so Yosef says, don't be afraid. Ki shemo aleihem, because the name of Yosef is now upon you. Shehu ha-Moshe b'chol eretz Mitzrayim, I'm ruling over all of Mitzrayim. Every place where you're going to go between here and there knows me as the mashbir, as the one who's giving out the food, and therefore umimoro yiro hakol veyelchu v'yavolish. Everyone's going to be afraid of you because my name is affiliated with you, and therefore not to be afraid. And so we have these two approaches of Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi, in which Yosef says, "Don't look back into the past." Don't think about whose fault this was and be angry with each other and blame each other. We move forward. And as far as the Ramban, as far as they're moving forward, they're afraid, just on a pshat level, we're going to be attacked. And Yosef says, my name is upon you. Everyone's afraid of you. You don't have to worry about anything. And Rashi quotes a number of different midrashim as well as to this interpretation, but those are just the two ways that Rashi and the Ramban understand the simple pshat meaning of Yosef's command, al tirgizu badarach.